Chapter 20, Starting Your First Deal Now. Do not be too timid or squeamish about your actions. All life is an experiment. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Now that you've read my book, you may be filled with excitement, knowledge, enthusiasm, and hope. If you're already a real estate investor, I hope I've given you a lot of new ideas to jumpstart your investing into high gear. But if you're a first-time investor who has little or no money in savings, you might be asking yourself, what do I do now? No matter how much money or experience you have, I want to suggest some steps for how you can get started. Take a moment to understand your current financial situation, goals, and dreams. Remember, if you don't know where you're starting from, it's hard to get where you want to go. As part of this introspective look, please go through the steps that I discussed in the book. First, I taught you that you could make money in any real estate cycle. All you have to do is identify the cycle your real estate market is in, and then apply the proper investing strategies. It's literally that simple. Second, I gave you the tools to help you take action. You may understand how to maximize your potential profits while minimizing your risks in real estate, but until you take action, all your knowledge about real estate is useless. Finally, I gave you the specific real estate strategies you could apply in your own neighborhood. By applying the correct strategy at the right time, you can achieve massive success in real estate investing. Keep in mind that these procedures aren't just a once-in-a-lifetime exercise, but an ongoing process. Life changes all the time, so reevaluate your financial situation once a year. I know these steps may not sound glitzy or sexy, but they are practical advice that can be vital for succeeding in real estate and in life. Know where you are. The first step in starting any goal is knowing where you are. Climbing Mount Everest may seem impossible, but it's a lot easier if you know you're going to start 10 feet from the top. Now that you've finished reading this book, I recommend you do the following. 1. Prepare a financial statement. 2. Prepare an income statement. 3. Write down your goals. Prepare a financial statement. A financial statement shows your net worth, which is basically how much you're worth. To create a financial statement, take a sheet of paper and divide it into two columns. In one column, list all your assets. In the other column, list all your debts. Total both columns. Then, subtract your total debts from your total assets. This will give you your net worth. You have just prepared your first balance sheet. For those who have completed this exercise before, it is a good review. Too many people focus solely on income, but it's just as important to build a balance sheet and understand your net worth. If you want to build and retain your wealth, you must focus on both. Believe me, it works. Prepare an income statement. An income statement shows you how much money you have coming in. If your income exceeds your expenses, you have a positive cash flow. If your expenses exceed your income, you have a negative cash flow. Until you prepare an income statement, you may not know where your money is really going. To prepare an income statement, get another sheet of paper and divide it into columns. Column 1 is, I hope, the fun one, sources of income. Column 2 is your list of expenses. List income and expenses on a monthly basis. If some income or expense occurs on a quarterly or annual basis, such as a quarterly bonus or commission or semi-annual property taxes, you may want to prepare this statement on an annual basis as well as monthly. When you subtract the second column, expenses, from the first column, income, you get a realistic look at your net positive or negative cash flow for the period. Define your goals. Now that you know where you are financially, you can set goals for where you want to be within a realistic time frame. Take another look at the goals you set in Chapter 11. Reevaluate them and create a plan to get you where you want to be 1, 3, 5, and 10 years from now. You are creating a blueprint for your success, so you want to lay out your plans in as much detail as possible. For example, I have students who set and surpassed a goal to create positive cash flow from purchasing 10 properties, enough to make mortgage payments on their home. Other people may want to create a net worth totaling $1 million. This is an admirable goal, and with real estate investment, a realistic goal. So be specific. How many properties, at what price, and of what type, homes or apartments, do you need to purchase to achieve this goal? As part of your written goals, build a quick schedule to make sure the numbers add up on the goals you set. Include this schedule with your written goals. One of the most rewarding experiences is to look back on your goals 5 and 10 years later and see how many of them you achieved. I may not have achieved every single written goal within my specified deadline, but I was pleased to see that I made new achievements that far exceeded some of the goals in shorter time frames. It is amazing the power of written goals. Your subconscious mind immediately begins working on achieving these goals and influences your daily actions toward their success. If you ask most successful people, written goals are an essential part of their achievement personally and professionally. Develop your real estate foundation. Before you jump into real estate investing, it's important to set up your foundation. This means studying the real estate market in your area and finding people you will need to work with: real estate agents, mortgage brokers, loan officers, repairmen, and so on. Set a firm foundation so when you see a great real estate opportunity, you can jump on it right away. The following 7 steps can get you started on your real estate investing career. 1. Fix your credit rating. 2. Decide where you want to invest. 3. Find the people you will need. 4. Get pre-qualified for the maximum amount of financing from a bank. 5. Apply for a home equity line of credit. 6. Identify other sources of possible financing you could access, including possible partnerships. 7. Study how promissory notes work. Fix your credit rating. Your credit rating can directly affect your ability to borrow money, so it literally pays to have good credit. If you have a poor credit rating, you can still invest in real estate. You'll just have a much tougher time getting a loan than someone with a better credit rating. The first step to fixing your credit rating is to pay off your credit card debts as much as possible. After banks see that you're making regular payments, they'll gradually boost your credit rating. Establish a record of lowering your debt each year, and within a few years, you'll have most of all your debt paid off, and you'll have improved your credit rating at the same time. Your credit rating can't stop you from investing in real estate, but a poor credit rating can definitely make borrowing much harder than it needs to be. So your first step should be to fix your credit rating as quickly as possible. Decide where to invest. You know your neighborhood better than any outsider, so that's the best place to start investing. If your neighborhood is getting worse, choose a nearby area where you believe the opportunities are better. In fact, if you want to leave your neighborhood, your first investment can help you move to a better neighborhood and make money at the same time. If it takes you an hour to get to an area, it's probably too far for you to understand the area with enough confidence to buy property there. As a beginner, start with the most promising area with real estate prices that you can comfortably afford. After you find an area to invest in, study the real estate cycle for that area. If you choose a desirable neighborhood, it won't matter whether the real estate cycle is up, down, or at the bottom. You'll still find a way to make money. Study the real estate listings for your chosen area and get a feel for the typical prices and how fast prices may be climbing or falling. Also, pick up that area's local newspaper, which may have information that the city newspaper might ignore, such as stories of impending construction projects. Build your investment team. To invest in real estate, you'll need the help of other people. You'll need an escrow officer or mortgage broker to help you apply for and process a loan. You'll need a real estate agent who can often give you background information about a piece of property, such as how long it's been on the market or whether the price has dropped since being put on the market. After you find property you may want to buy, you'll need the help of an appraiser to tell you the approximate value of the property. A home inspector can also help you spot potential problems, such as signs of water damage from a leaky roof or ancient electrical wiring that will need to be updated. Finally, you'll need people to support your real estate investing business, such as an accountant, CPA, for taking care of your taxes. You'll need an insurance agent to insure any properties that you buy. To protect yourself, you should find an attorney who can advise you on legal matters involving real estate or help you deal with tenant problems if you rent your property. To fix any problems with your property, you may need to know some handymen or home improvement contractors. I recommend finding more than one person for each role, such as getting to know two or more real estate agents or two or more contractors. That way, if you need help but your first choice is unavailable, you can rely on the second or third one on your list. The key is to build a solid, reliable network of people. Let everyone know exactly what you're doing as a real estate investor. This not only helps them understand what you may need, but also increases the chances that you'll hear of the perfect real estate opportunity. So get ready. Get pre-qualified for a loan. Nothing is more frustrating than finding the perfect real estate opportunity but not having the money available to take advantage of it. That's why you should get pre-qualified for a loan, so you know the maximum amount of money you could borrow from a bank. The earlier exercise in making financial and income statements wasn't just to show you how much money you have. You can also use them to show the bank your financial status. Keep your financial and income statements up to date, and make extra copies of your federal income tax returns for the past 3 years, because a lender will ask for them before approving any loan. The best opportunities tend to go to the person who is best prepared, so make that person you. Apply for a home equity line of credit. If you own your own home, apply for a home equity line of credit. This will determine how much extra money you may have available, in addition to any loan you get. If you don't own a home, find someone who does and would be willing to work with you in real estate investing. Then find out how much money they could borrow on their home equity. Find other sources of money. After you've identified how much money you can borrow through traditional sources, it's time to discover how much money you can borrow through non-traditional sources, such as friends or relatives. The more money you can access right away, the faster you can move when you spot a real estate bargain. Find at least three other people who may want to partner with you in real estate investing. If your partners have enough money, you can do all the work and they can put up all the money, and everyone can get an equal share of the investment and profits. Study how promissory notes work. Promissory notes are legal documents that let you borrow from other people, so it's important that you know how they work and how to get one. You can use promissory notes when borrowing money from others or for creating seller financing so you can buy property with no money down. A promissory note is no different than a traditional bank loan. One person, the borrower, promises to pay back a certain amount of money plus interest by a certain date, and the other person, the lender, lets the person, you, borrow a certain amount of money. If you default on the promissory note, the lender may be able to take possession of any collateral specified in the promissory note. You'll need a lawyer to help you write a promissory note. It's a valuable tool that can help you borrow money quickly from sources other than banks. The more you understand how promissory notes work, the more they can work to your benefit. Do your homework. After you've fixed your credit rating, lined up sources of money, and gathered a team of real estate agents, loan officers, and so on to help you, you're ready to study your target areas. One of my favorite pastimes is driving through different neighborhoods until I find one that interests me. I love neighborhoods that are in demand or soon will be because of changing demographics, such as higher gas prices causing people to shorten their commute. Some signs of a great neighborhood are ones located in a desirable school district, within an acceptable commute to significant employers in the area, or close to public transportation. I'll scour the classified ads in my target markets, call on the ads, and make appointments, looking for bargains such as rundown houses in nice neighborhoods. I basically canvass an area, logging a lot of miles in my car and on the internet, jotting down addresses, listing agents' names and numbers, and noting areas where I would like my real estate agent to run searches for me. The more you look, the more opportunities you will find. Choose an area near you, study the market, and visit houses to see what's available. I don't expect you to make a killing on your first real estate deal. I just want you to get started and see exactly how you can make money. Run the numbers. For each property that you visit, look inside, estimate the work required to fix or improve it, and determine the maximum price you could pay for the property, so that if you purchase and finance the property, you could rent it and cover your principal, interest, taxes, insurance, maintenance, and vacancy costs. Oh yes, and you want to have a little left over for positive cash flow. Don't get discouraged. You might have to look at 50 properties before you find 5 opportunities. And maybe only one of the 50 properties you previewed works out for you. That's okay. The time you invest in studying different properties is worth it. The key to success in real estate is understanding how to make money from property before you buy. So make sure you identify how to make money with each property right from the start, so you won't have to wait 10 years or more to reap the benefits. If you're a first-time investor, I recommend that you look around carefully and take your time until you find a property that you feel absolutely comfortable and confident buying. I want your first investment experience to be a positive and profitable one, so you'll gain confidence to go out and keep buying more. Conclusion. I had a lot of goals in writing this book, but my most important goal was to teach you as much as I could about the many resources that can help you make a fortune just by learning to think a little bit differently. After you identify the current real estate cycle, you can find the right property at the right price using the right strategy. You may borrow money from a bank, friends, the seller, or a mixture of many of the creative financing opportunities you've learned. You can start with a lot of money or nothing at all. What is most important is to just get started. Success in real estate has less to do with how much money you have than with how much creativity and desire you have. That's what this book is all about, helping you realize that you can make a difference in your own life and the lives of those you care about by thinking creatively and taking action. Now that you have a basic understanding of some techniques used by me and others all over the country, you can see that buying property is more than just a transaction. In most cases, it's about solving other people's problems. After you know the seller's personality and their reasons for selling, their magic buttons, you'll know the available options that you can mix and match to make the deal work. These techniques and concepts aren't the only financing tools available. When faced with different situations, think outside the box and become creative in your approach to solving problems for yourself and others. I have made a fortune by being creative and solving other people's problems, and you can too. All you need is the desire to move forward, to increase the quality of your life and the lives of those around you. It's that simple. However, you need to put your first step forward and start the process. Now is the time to go out and achieve your goals, whatever they may be. You have the tools. Achieve or surpass the goals you have set. Take action and bring those dreams to life. I wish you all the success in the world, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Send me your stories. My staff and I are here to help as well. I wish you the best of luck where opportunity meets preparedness. Live life to its fullest. Acknowledgements. They say it takes a village to raise a child, and I can tell you it takes a team to create a book. I want to thank my students, my clients, and all from whom I have learned while developing my expertise as a real estate investor. I particularly want to acknowledge Keith and Peyton Bell, a wonderful couple, and perhaps the most meticulous real estate investors I know. They helped me refine the analytical aspects of the book and made certain that all real estate terms were used correctly and appropriately. I am an expert on real estate, but I am not an expert on writing. Just as I advise you to work with the top professionals in all your real estate transactions, I chose to work with the best people in the industry to ensure the best possible reading experience for my readers. Wallace Wang did much of the heavy lifting and worked as my personal editor and assistant. He was a pleasure to work with and was amazing and wonderful. I also want to thank my publisher, Roger Cooper of Vanguard Perseus. Roger was enthusiastic from the inception of this project, and he and his staff were always available to answer questions and guide me throughout the publishing process. I believe in working with good real estate agents, and it is no different in the literary world. My literary agent, William Gladstone of Waterside Productions Incorporated, and his associate, Ming Russell, were simply extraordinary. Bill is responsible for dozens of best-selling books and hundreds of authors. Yet, he has made me feel as if I were his only client. He and Ming were able to address any issue with clarity and vision. The support of family and friends is vital in every life, and mine is no exception. Without that support, I would not have been able to take the additional time from normal business and family activities. I am lucky to have such a wonderful family and thank each of them for their understanding and many acts of kindness. Take your success to the next level. Visit www.deangraziosi.com and take advantage of the free downloads at my resource center, where you can find additional tools and strategies to help you get to the level of real estate investing you desire. You will also get free access to my monthly newsletter, filled with the latest strategies to help you profit in a changing real estate market. Free consultation. If you would like the opportunity to work with a mentor or get additional or advanced real estate training, please call my office toll-free at 1-800-315-7782. Let them know you read my book and that you want additional guidance to achieving financial freedom through real estate investing. Help start a chain reaction. There are so many noble causes and charities out there, but there is one that has touched my heart deeply. Rachel Scott, the first child killed at the Columbine High School shootings in Colorado, has left us with so many incredible gifts that her father and entire family are spreading. They have already spoken in front of over 10 million children worldwide, spreading Rachel's words of compassion in the hope that horrific events like Columbine will become only tragedies of the past. I would love if you could assist me in continuing the chain reaction of peace that Rachel Scott dreamed of. To learn more, go to www.deangraziosi.com and click on the Rachel's Challenge. Thanks in advance for taking a look.